You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers, and welcome back to Real Housewives of Potomac. Season 3, we are on part 1 of the reunion. There's plenty of housewives, house daughters, and house trollop shade to go around. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Millie rocking to Aretha, yeah. Oh, don't hurt nobody now, Monty.
Right, Monty.
There you go, girl.
Killing it, y'all. Yeah.
Get well, Riri.
Oh, no. What is up, After Buzzers? Listen, the ladies demanding respect. You can't see us if you're listening on iTunes right now. We're jamming to Aretha Franklin, respect. Just sending out lots of love and well wishes to the queen of soul, like Miss Aretha Franklin, who, you know, everybody got word today that she wasn't doing too well in Detroit, but we're sending positive vibes and prayers her way.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. My part didn't come on, though. You know what part that is?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. But I know what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Take care of D-C-D.
What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, Season 3, episode 19, which is really Reunion Part 1. I'm your host, Felicia Michelle, and as always, I have my turned-up crew. Well, no, we got a new member to my left. Introduce yourself to the people.
Hi, everyone. It's Akilah here.
Hey, Keila.
New girl. Sorry, we gotta do a new girl.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Lamar.
Hey, Jay Lamar.
What's up?
And what's up, guys? It's your girl, Imani J.
Oh, my gosh. Whew. All right, so much in this episode. We got them getting into Monique's drama. We got the Grand Dame making her exit, and then we have a good old house daughter. The shade was real this episode. The shade was real this episode, and of course, we're gonna have our MVP of this episode too. So before we get into our topics, let's just talk about the overall thoughts of the reunion. I'm gonna start on the other end of the table. I usually start to my left. I'm gonna start with Monty. What'd you think about this? This episode?
You know what? As always, I'm tired of Giselle. Yes, and it was just a mess. Candace, she was real defensive, very defensive,
hella defensive,
hella.
Right.
Yeah. So it was just a bunch of mess. I was just like, oh.
Ashley still proved to be the messiest cast member of them all. Mm-hmm. I thought for the reunion she was going to turn it down a little bit, because usually her mess is like, she'll give you a little bit of mess in front of you, and then her confessionals are like ultra messy. But that girl proves that she'll be messy in your face and behind your back. Like, she brought the mess to the reunion.
Maybe if her hair was pulled back this time, it would have been a little different.
I wish she would have been something different to that hair.
We know y'all hate the look.
Yeah, Lion
Akilah.
King wasn't in this season.
Akilah, what'd you think about this
the
episode?
The same thing about Ashley. She said she went to Bataan, but there was not enough Zen in the world to bring that girl down. She was just way too hyped up, way too messy, and I'm done. I'm personally done with her.
You're over it? I'm here for it. I appreciated this. You can't let me talk. Dang, I even said two words, but the opening and introducing y'all.
We already know.
No. Actually, I really enjoyed this episode because it was a more humane look at Karen, who I felt like we didn't really get a true sense of what she was going through and how much pressure she had on her throughout the season. So I like this episode because of that.
That happened at the very end.
Side eye
that
to
was
the left
last
side.
Scene, sis. Yeah.
So I just want to point out something really fast before we, well, I guess this is going to be our first topic. Did any of you notice kind of what happened, kind of what happens on our show sometimes and what was going on in the reunion? It seemed like it was like teams. It was almost like left side of the couch versus right side of the couch. You have to be on my team today, by the way, just to let you know. I'm sitting here. Agree, okay?
Team tacky dress.
Man. Stop.
Versus team dressed to impress. Stop. Like,
well,
period.
We had a little, it was a little weak side on the...
The tacky dressed. Like, you know, Giselle, Ashley, and Robin. Mm-hmm. Very poorly dressed.
Dressed for less.
Dressed
for
less.
You know what? They got their dresses, it looked like, from downtown L.A. If you guys are familiar with the alley, my L.A. people out here... came from that.
They all walked in the same store. Like, I'll take the green one. I'll take the purple one. And Ashley looked in the blue one.
But my question is, were you surprised at how it went down? Because no. I kind of didn't think, no. Like, there was a lot of jumping in and interjecting on both sides when they were addressing certain issues. For example, I mean, obviously, an example we see multiple times throughout the show is with Giselle and Robin. Right. And so if you're addressing one, the other one interjects and jumps in. Mm-hmm. When a camera was being addressed, Candace jumped in. Like, I don't think I'm feeling that, no? Mm-hmm. Like, reunion is time for you to speak for yourself. Speak on what you did and
but
speak for yourself.
No, that's not how it goes down.
And
we've
I think Andy loves that,
was
though.
Extremely messy.
Because everybody jumped in. Like, it was, you know, like you said, Candace jumped in. Mm-hmm. Which I said, I'm proud of Candace for this being her first reunion. Mm-hmm. Like, she jumped in when they were talking about Monique. True. She jumped in when they were talking about Karen. Like, she was here for it all.
Right. Yeah, because maybe they also feel that energy of just, like, Robin, Giselle, and Ashley, especially within the last episodes, we've seen them pairing up, especially going to Karen's home and pulling that whole little stunt. So...
I was going to ask y'all, when did that happen? Like, when did y'all become a trio?
That's what I was thinking, too.
I don't know. I think Ashley gets in where she fits in.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, she didn't have nowhere else to sit because the couch only fit three. So they was like, well, let me just put her. She can't have her own seat. That's Andy's seat.
But she takes herself out first because I thought her, Monique, and Candace would have been a thing. And that's
how I did, too. The younger girl versus the older girl.
And then she took herself out and said, no, I'm going with the Green Eyed Bandits. This is where I really belong.
Yeah.
It was just weird, though, how Robin... I feel like Robin really, really inserted herself in a lot of Giselle's issues this reunion. Yes. I remember, I think Candace and Giselle were going at it. And Robin, or Candace and, maybe it was Candace and Monique. It was Candace and Monique. And Robin said, oh no, Monique, last reunion, you jumped down Giselle's throat and you're not going to do it this time. Mm-hmm. Like a big sister, little sister thing. It was like... Giselle can man up and handle her own business.
But I think Monique said it perfectly. You're like the little puppy, which she is. And she said, you should be sitting on her lap. Oof. And I don't know why they were so upset about that, because it's true.
It's true.
So wait a minute.
Monique won this
episode. Wait a minute.
From the
let's just pretend like our job is to objectively talk about things and maybe play devil's advocate for a split second.
You're always
in the same
advocate.
Way. I'm devil's advocate on everything. Yes, I am. No, because I agree on a lot of points, but you know, we got to play both sides, and there's different ways to look at it. But from the aspect of jumping in, it kind of seemed that way. Like, you're saying that she's a lapdog for her, but Monique was kind of like that with Charisse, like all into what Charisse was doing, all about what Charisse is up to, and let me be in the mix, and is the one who perpetuated, who kept it going. I do think there's equal blame in the Charisse and Monique situation, which I didn't talk about this episode, which we wanted to hear. But she was kind of in the same way, like looking up to her, and like in the same way, like being behind her and defending her, even when Charisse... under the bus. At least Robin and Giselle, they never thrown each other under the bus.
Yeah, they have a very solid friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, a very solid friendship. I think that with Monique and... Monique.
But we do Love and Hip Hop here at AfterBuzz.
We love it, too. But for Monique and Charisse, I feel like, you know, Charisse, I think, started to feel some type of jealousy towards Monique and her relationship with the girls, and then the relationships that she was establishing in Potomac. And I feel like, you know, Monique's life is going in such a good way. and Sharice's life is kind of, you know, rocky, and she's getting stuff back together. I think that she started to feel some type of jealousy. Here Monique is coming to my city, stealing my friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, threatened.
Because that sounds very petty for me. Like, you know, if you're my friend and you're making friends with my friends, and that's great. Fine. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to hang out without me, that's cool too.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, I don't really. Right. That type of stuff doesn't bother me too
me
much.
Either. I'm not the type of person when it comes to my friends. If I introduce you to Felicia and you and Felicia decide to kick it outside of me, that's. Y'all
can't control that.
Yeah,
you can't control that.
But I do have friends that feel like that.
Right. But I'm thinking, especially in a new city, like, what did you really expect me to do? If you're inviting me to a new city, having me out with your friends, I'm establishing myself in general. Do you really think I'm just going to isolate myself until you invite me out? And that's the only time.
No. And Monique is a very much so, she's a younger mom. Right. She has younger children. So Sharice is. She's not an older mom. Her children are older. So, you know, Monique is probably connected with other moms who have toddlers and stuff like that. Like, you can't. You can't deny that.
No, you really can't. I understand your point there. Like, it just seemed like kind of like...
pointless.
Yes, very pointless. But what there is a major point that you can do is, Akilah, where can they find more of AfterBuzz?
Yeah, so hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Hey. Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah, for sure. Subscribe right now so we get y'all. And oh my gosh. Before we get into this, before we jump in, we're only going to take, I'm going to take one because I already know. And I can see Jay Lamar's screen just jumping up. It's gone. So
that live
chat is going.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into live chat. We appreciate y'all.
For
so.
Sure.
The King of Shade 1 says, Ashley is so annoying. Giselle, Ashley, and Robin looked a mess. We agree. We agree. Kimberly said that Ashley needs to get a new prenup and get the other one thrown out. It's a fraud. some comments we just can't read on air.
Okay, then those are the ones we talk about after the show.
But y'all keep commenting because I'm going to keep laughing.
No, for sure. So let's just jump right into y'all favorite. So they went like... kind of immediately at Monique this season or this reunion episode. So it starts off and we start at the very beginning of the season. And Lord, I didn't realize how much drama has actually taken place this season. So it took me all the way back to Monique and Ashley in Better Times and the whole incident with Monique crashing the car and them drinking that day. And Lord, it just really popped off. Did you think she would be so defensive?
I think so. Immediately when this happened, like, it kind of reminded me of Real Housewives of Atlanta when they were coming after Candy for potentially, like, drugging Portia. It's the same kind of thing. When you're coming for someone's character, especially when they make so many other streams of revenue from the show, you know, I'll be defensive, too.
Right, especially when it came into, like, this whole miscarriage thing. That's something that's very personal and very hurtful, so... yeah, I would be super defensive, too, because you're putting out false things. If it wasn't the drink that caused that accident, then that shouldn't have been thrown out there.
And to me, as your friend, if you're my friend, and even if I had two or three or four cocktails, as my friend, first off, don't count my liquor. Because as I'm going
period.
One, period, don't count my liquor. I'm going one, you going one. Who counting?
Right.
But then if you see me get behind my car and then something happens, as my friend, have my back. As long as I'm not killing nobody or something like that. Like, I don't condone drinking and driving at all.
No.
I am always that friend. Like, I will Uber you to where you got to go. But for this particular example, I feel like as my friend, Ashley should have had, she should have had Monique's back. Right. And never put something like that in the public light.
Right.
Because like Monique said, the comments that she was receiving from people like, oh, you lost your baby because you're drinking too much. And
that
stuff
was
like that.
Horrible.
Yeah. You know, that's horrible for somebody to say. You know how people are, the Instagram twirls are and stuff like that. It was horrible. But Ashley did that to Monique. I would never be her friend.
Yeah,
like never. Karen said, I would never be alone with you at all.
Right. She said 30 minutes.
I'll drink with you. So
So speaking of that, though, but it was more so for me, I think that where Ashley messed up was that she allowed it to keep going and unapologetically. Yes, if you had three or four drinks, and that's how many drinks that you had, and that's the truth about the matter.
We
and that's
had what I told, three or four drinks.
But she didn't. Yes, but she didn't allow it to stop. Like, it just, like, it got so big, no? Right. And I could see why she was super defensive. And I'm not the biggest Monique fan. I'm not a Monique hater. Contrary to what you write in the comments, but I'm not her number one fan, but mm-hmm. that situation, I didn't think that they should have went that hard on her, like, to get to the point where somebody's an alcoholic. That's a huge, yeah. First off, that's super disrespectful mm-hmm. to people who actually suffer with that addiction yeah. and people who have, whose lives are changed by it. And, you know, she's doing well. She's okay. Right. And if she was really, really tore up, I think she could have the money to buy herself a driver.
Right. Yeah.
She could get five drivers. Five people drive me up each block. Like,
but if you cared that much for me as a friend, if you cared that much for me as a friend, even though you were just equally as intoxicated, because Ashley said, well, she took a nap.
A 30 minute nap.
Yeah.
But you let her ride
y'all
along
both got,
in the sunset.
Y'all both got husbands. Now, granted, right. one husband cares more about his wife than the other, but y'all do. catch that shade. But y'all both still have husbands that y'all could have called. Or you could have called the best husband.
Yeah. And not only
Chris
that, like,
Chris picked him up. Yeah. Dropped him off. You know he went.
Chris
is the best.
Yeah, but
wait,
the whole
Chris
thing,
Samuels, because we have two Chrises. We have two Chrises.
Sure, well, but I like both Chrises.
The one with the two colors. Okay, but yeah. anyway.
We got two-tone Chris, and we got football player Chris.
Can we talk about that?
So, no, not today.
Yes, we can.
That's after show.
Did you think that would come up in the reunion? Because Andy talks about a lot of things, but I didn't expect that to come up in the reunion.
He baited it.
He also jumped in. I think it's really interesting when Andy jumps in with the housewives disagreements, because rarely does he do it, and usually when he does, he's kind of the voice of reason. But I think he really hit the nail on the head with Monique and how defensive that she was, because if it wasn't true, why are you going so hard?
Well,
I think
that's what we kind of just discussed too, mm-hmm. because it's like, you're tarnishing my character. And not only that, I love that he pointed out, Ashley, you have a Corona in
yes.
your hand every mm-hmm. episode, which she does, and I've been watching that. Mm-hmm. But not only, like,
that's
if you're
a drink.
I mean, but hey, every episode. Not my business, but if you're my friend and you took that 30-minute nap, this is a conversation we should have had as friends. Yes. Like, hey girl, look, mm-hmm. I don't know what happened that night, but this is what I do. And maybe you should try it next time if you really felt that liquor was an issue.
Or, granted that you both made it home. Granted, Monique got an accident, but then you both did end up making it home safely and alive. I would have called my friend next day, like, we got too much money, mm-hmm. too much responsibility, and now we have this public light on us. Mm-hmm. We don't need to do that no more. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you learned your lesson. You just crashed a $170,000 car.
Yeah.
She crashed a Bentley.
Yes.
Not her Suburban. Suburban. But her Bentley. Yeah. Chris, that's probably why her and Chris got that argument.
Yes, she crashed her Bentley.
Because she walked around, oh, it's just $30,000 in damages.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's...
Just...
So, speaking of cash flow... Our favorite, she was my favorite this season.
Okay,
Karen.
I'm like,
come on in.
Money?
No, the grand dame. Mm.
Yes.
So I started off saying that my opinion of this episode is I really liked seeing Karen's humility. Like her, she's like a human being, and she's usually like this stonewall, right. super proper, super only showing you what she wants to show you. And I saw some people actually saying, like, online, they didn't think that Karen was really crying, like that she was really that upset.
Wow.
What? They showed
she
the tears.
She just buried her father.
Right. You got trolls, though. Everybody trolls. I thought it was a very sincere moment, and I was happy to see it, and they let us see it, and she let herself be vulnerable, especially with that moment with her and Giselle. Like, I know that she's not a fan or a panel favorite, but I do think that their friendship runs a lot deeper than we will understand.
Or do you think she got up just because Karen and her would just had an argument, and that's what made her cry? I felt like it was a way for her to cover herself
bad.
A little bit.
Right. Yeah, she probably felt bad in that moment. Right. But it's still like, you knew I just buried my father. Mm-hmm. And if we are that deep of a friend beneath the surface or however that's working out, why are you still picking from the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay. So she probably felt bad, as she should have. But if I'm super stubborn, because even under all of my tears and all of that, Giselle would have had to go.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't want her. I would not have wanted her in my space.
Or Karen knows they know each other better than we know them. True. And she knows that there's some part of her that's genuine. I don't think it was necessarily picking on her. I think it's that you're on a reality television show and everyone else is sharing aspects of their lives that they don't like and that they want to cover up. I'm sure that Giselle doesn't want to talk about how Sherman broke up with her and now Sherman's old girl is on the show. I'm sure she didn't like that, but she's something that she opened up and talked about. And Karen hasn't done that consistently through multiple things of her life this season. I just think that her parents coming up was like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, I agree. Sure. I agree. It was very sad to watch. Mm-hmm. Actually, and knowing Karen all season, she's just been so strong. Yeah, straight face.
Like a stone wall.
But, you know, in our community, we can say that's how we're kind of raised. We're raised to be these dominant and prominent and cheerful people, no matter what, until we get home. And we can break down at home. We just can't break down in public.
Right. It's like a sign of weakness.
It's a sign of weakness. So it was interesting to see her finally like break, and she had a full fledged breakdown. Mm-hmm. Having Giselle in her presence, I don't think it wasn't needed.
It was.
I would have rather have seen Monique or Candace actually get up and go comfort her.
I don't think they have the life years to understand that, because I think, you know, your parent, like, I don't think they have the life experiences to understand that. Like, I don't think they would have had the words in that moment for her.
Giselle doing that did make me any less or any more.
I don't think it was for the fans. Like, I think it was for Karen in that moment, because it's like she actually touched on it that you said. It's funny you said that about her parents. Like, your parents raised you to be a strong woman and like just like touched on those things. And like kind of it seemed like it was like Karen was like, oh, like she snapped back to get it together.
But it was the same as she did with Monique when she brought up I won't say like the same, but... You know, along the lines of just being that messy, petty person, and then showing tracking. Some type of
she likes emotion. To break you down first, and then
trust me, when she walked away, she walked away with her chest held high. Like, look what I did. I lifted her up. Like it wasn't to me. It wasn't like a natural feeling.
Y'all read all of that? Y'all study body language? Y'all read all
of
that?
Yeah, psychology.
You thought that was natural? I don't think that's naturally her. She's not that naturally. Some people in general. And speaking of her, like, you can tell that's not her. Her demeanor is not to be nice.
Right. It's not.
Like, it's just not. Looking at her and the way she looks at people, like, what she said on the show, I don't look down at people. Like, the way she looked the whole reunion, that...
Yeah, she does.
That whole that's reunion. That's her whole that look.
Energy. They need to zoom in.
I was trying to super zoom on you.
Because I'm just like, I don't understand where y'all are getting this from.
From
I don't
her
know.
Actions, her mannerisms, it's her.
Well, so all y'all are doing is letting Giselle win, if you really think about it. Because
no,
we're sitting
letting
here.
Her win because no, that's
this,
very
it, we're,
ugly.
We're just sitting here in this moment, and we're talking about I am not a part of anybody's sorority.
Ooh,
I'm not
Giselle is my sorority, but I can. But I still talk. Okay. I still say.
What is she?
She's an AK.
But
girl,
with all
your call. What's your call, girl?
We're not doing that right now.
She's an AKA.
She is.
I did not know that.
Well, her intern came. She was from the same.
And Robin Erica Lowes is her line sister. Is an AKA.
I can see Robin as a Delta. Mm-hmm. I can see Robin as a Delta.
Robin as a Delta, I could definitely see Giselle being an AKA.
Ugh. So let's step into how... I'm sorry, y'all. The best read of this entire... The best read of this entire episode was House Daughter. Was y'all cracking up at the television? Y'all dying?
When Candace said, well, no, my mom doesn't pay.
Wait,
well,
no, yes, she does.
But it's an investment home, okay?
Did y'all notice why she was saying that? Remember on Real Housewives of Atlanta when Sheree was telling the story?
Stop.
And she was playing with her ponytail. And she was trying to figure out what to say, but she was playing her ponytail.
Yes.
Y'all see
she
Candace.
She fixed her hair like Candace her necklace or something.
She was like, you know, my mom.
Actually, no.
She
doesn't
pay all of my bills. Girl, ain't no hair on that side. Okay, but she did. She don't pay all the bills.
And Chris handles half.
So we got that. And she's not trying
to
say.
These girls on their hair searching for the answers in your weave ain't gonna make them come no quicker.
All them bundles.
All the bundles. You charge to 17 inches of bundles trying to find the answer.
That is Prima hair, y'all. Respect.
Not Prima. You know what? Oh, okay.
Let me stop. No, I just thought it was interesting because I feel like Candace really brought it when it came to her. Like, granted, I know I've said on here before that I just don't like the way in which she expresses her level of shade. I think it could be refined. It's just unrefined the way she does it. It's not incorrect and it's not undeserving. It's just unrefined
right.
of a pageant queen, of a national title holder.
Can we just talk about how she talked about three airports that were all in the same area? I said, when are you going to branch out of Washington, D.C.?
Ronald Reagan.
I said, well, actually, that's 20 minutes, so you just be circling the block.
I don't know, because DCA, so, BWI is a long way. That's about four counties and everything.
She came. But it was so funny. And no, when she came for Ashley, that was funny too. She said, "You always put in your nose and in your forehead." Yes. I was like, "Oh, I was waiting for someone to come at Ashley's forehead for like three seasons."
Oh, I've seen it in one of her yoga pictures, her little yoga little poses. I'm like, she does kind of got a head, but it's cute.
Kind of.
Shorty got a head on her. I'ma put my nose on her head.
But you know what? I felt like Candace was being too defensive. Ashley asked her a question, and I can't remember what question it was, and she immediately went to attacking because
it
she
was about
knew.
Chris being the owner of that restaurant or not. And she was like, it's pertinent question. Information. Right. It's a legitimate question.
And that type of stuff is real sensitive to Andy Cohen.
Right.
Because you notice that Andy said, well, you're on a reality show. Anytime he says to somebody, you're on a reality show, your contract is in jeopardy, sis.
Speak up. Start singing.
You better say something. Because what'd she say?
It's pertinent information. Thank you. Yes, one of the P words.
Right. Oh, that must have been in the contract.
Mm. And then Ashley came back with, "Well, my chef is
partial owner.
Did not give up a percentage or anything. So I'm like, she relax.
So it was unnecessary.
I would have just lied. I would put a Karen. He owns 64%.
I just did. Same. But apparently,
one and half the rent. He's coming with something. Okay.
Well, apparently, one of our viewers reached out to me on Instagram, and I forget your name, sorry girl, hey, but I do love you, Reds, things like that. And she was like, she lives in the Potomac area, and that says most people know Chris is not the owner of that restaurant, he's a manager. However, the owners do not mind letting him fake the funk.
So he doesn't own the restaurant,
that he's a manager there. Wow. That he doesn't, he's
at a barbecue shack
with no napkins.
Stop acting like he works at the Chipotle barbecue places. Like,
it's like a Jim and Nick's.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
I love Jim and Nick's.
Oh, okay. Shout out to them.
It's equivalent to like y'all. Y'all don't have barbecue joints here. A lot of barbecue joints.
Yes, we do.
It's like a chain restaurant. Is it a chain restaurant? Wow. I've never been there, but apparently.
We got like, you know, mom and pop barbecue spots.
You
gotta
take me to one. I'm sorry, sidebar.
Yeah, we have to go. So, no, but then also remember, Candace brought up the incident that happened with her and Chris.
Yes.
Remember when she had got upset about him calling her a princess? And then she said, hold on, y'all, because I got it in my notes, because I don't want to misquote her. She says that he told her, quote, "Don't let this show go to your head. You ain't S-H-I-T, end quote. Do y'all think that was the truth? I feel like that was a lie.
I feel like, why was that needed to even say?
Why did she say that? That was you and your man.
Because she was trying to defend the fact that he had said that to her, and then what her response was to him, if you don't remember, she had said, that's why you're a deadbeat like your dad, and so on and so forth.
She didn't have to say all that. She didn't. That's crazy how you'd be willing to give up that type of damaging information, but you won't tell how much of the business your husband owns.
Right.
That's kind of backwards. I wouldn't have said that. I would have lied and said how much of the business my husband owns. Opposed to something like that, because now I'm looking at your husband like, damn, he talked to you like that.
Exactly.
Even though that's not bad, but
she could have had a moment of growth, and she could have just, you know, we moved past that. I realized that what I did was wrong.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I still feel as though insults in the relationship is not okay. Mm-hmm. And what he said was hurtful to her, and obviously what she said was hurtful to him.
Yeah.
So I feel like that should have just been a moment of growth, but Candace does have a lot of growing to do.
Super Jade of 2000 in the live chat says, she said, I can see Chris actually saying that.
I can see it too.
I'm sure
they have heated arguments.
But I see him saying that because to me he does have a mature demeanor.
Right.
So I see him saying that to her like, you know, like you not about to go out here, you not about to get a big head, and you gonna remember that I'm the man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can see him saying that in that regard. Ain't ish is totally different than don't get caught up thinking you the ish is different than like.
Well, I think that's kind of what he meant, though. That's what he meant.
We see short hair.
You've been in a relationship before. Like he meant it like that.
Right.
It just didn't come out like that.
I just feel like the timing is funny that you picked the reunion is the time to express that, and that's what happened. It's almost like
she a fool for bringing that up.
Yeah, yes, it was pointless if it's true, and it just doesn't seem true. It just seems like a way of saving face.
Let me tell you something. Y'all would have brought that up at a reunion. I'd be like, "Who said that?
Who said that?
My man ain't say that. Roll the tape. Right. He ain't say that."
Well, maybe Andy can ask them next week when the husbands join. I don't know, but I want to get. Let's get into our MVP of this episode. So our MVP goes out to, I could say the M stands for messy. The messiest valuable Potomac housewife. That's what it could be. So who our favorites of this particular episode was, I'm going to start with Akilah. I'm not going to call you new girl. I'm not going to do it to you.
Okay, you good.
They looking like Aunt did it to us.
You make her any different.
All right, let's think. I have to say, I think the best one so far has been Candace, and I think it's because
this episode you give it to Candace.
This episode, I'm gonna give it to Candace. Because, like we were saying, for her first time, she really came out, and she not only showed that she's a supportive friend, she showed that she can hold her own, and she showed that when tried, she would say something back.
Okay, all right. I can live with Candace. Mm-hmm. What about you, Jay Lamar?
I feel like we're on the same page already. I just feel the energy.
That y'all might as well just Mighty Morphin Power Ranger to the same person.
Might as well get
3, 2, 1. Monique. Like, to me, she, just this entire episode, she, even though she was pregnant, she held her own. She voiced her opinion. She threw shade, but she was also very tactful.
Yes.
She apologized several times to Robin, even though Robin was wrong. She apologized to Robin. Robin forgave her. I feel like she was just she owned her stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she was very mature about the situation.
Yeah, and I agree 100% with all of that. And when they talked about the Not For Lazy Moms, I didn't even understand how no one got
negative.
That.
They're so negative. Yeah,
because most mothers and parents don't even have the time to not be lazy. They rather just give their kids McDonald's. And I'm not shading any of the parents out there who's getting chicken nuggets and small high C's and all that stuff, but I love
these kids getting large. Is they big now?
Oh, yeah, this kid's big.
That is that ain't an adult
My
meal.
My nephew, I want 2 Happy Meals. 2?
You want an extra, extra Happy
Meal? No, you might just get you a number 10. Like, no more Happy Meal.
Yeah, and then alongside all of that, she was very classy, and I love how she just said, just so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And about the lazy mom thing, that kind of irked my nerves.
It irked my
because
nerves.
Because it makes
didn't
even sense.
And no one went to even the went site. To it makes perfect sense.
It just went too far.
It's giving you tips on how not to be a lazy mom.
Exactly.
Like, if you, and I think as a parent in general, like sometimes like you run across a stumbling block. Like, okay, what can I do with my kids today?
Right.
And you go to like, oh, Not For Lazy Moms. She has a craft of the day.
Exactly.
Or I can do this with my kids. Mm-hmm. Like something like that. Like that's cool.
I just think they took it too far. It's like you're implying the other moms are lazy, I could see what you're saying. You're excluding lazy moms, and there are some lazy parents out there. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Exactly.
Okay, I worked with a bunch of kids. There's some lazy parents. Sorry,
but they didn't visit.
But
the
I don't think that the name is trying to exclude anybody. I think it's just her brand. And if you don't get it, you don't get it, and it's not for
and
you.
And right.
You know, if
and
it's if you're too but much of somebody, those ain't your people.
Giselle, she didn't even visit the site, right. And she's like, well,
she's just
well, I mean,
person.
Let's yeah, just let's just. If we're going to say that, you have to speak on everybody who said it. There is more than just one person. Andy Cohen, the host of the show.
If you go back and watch Giselle during that moment, she had a lot to say about that Not For Lazy Moms, as if Monique was targeting her parenting skills. And that was not even...
They just don't like each other, so that's just... But
well, Monique, even that's why I love her again, because she said, you know, maybe one day we could be friends, but we just don't mesh
well. And I feel like in that moment, Monique should have read Ashley for filth.
Yeah.
Like, she could have read Ashley. She could have said, well... You're not even a mom.
You're not
even
right.
She's pregnant. I don't think that that's the type of energy that she's.
But she's not that type of person to me. Like
exactly,
Monique. Like even the amount of shade that she's going to throw next week.
Okay, so
it's like tempting.
Anyway, my MVP is Karen Huger.
I knew it was coming.
Because Karen finally showed us other parts of herself. Like it is so refreshing to see somebody who is just like, yo, I'm not perfect. Do you have something to say? Okay. So someone who just says, like, I'm not perfect and I'm okay with that. Like, and we also got some more answers about things that were going on with her in her situation with Robin and them talking and everything. I just, I don't know. I pick Karen because I'm happy to see Karen. I'm not just going to keep picking the same person every week. That's super boring.
I knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. Okay. But I agree with you. Karen did show us something different this episode. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. To me, it wasn't enough. It was. I had compassion
not all
for
the
her.
Stuff that she could have
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I had compassion for her, but she very much so was very, like, chill.
I think it's going to, when the husbands come on, because a lot of her drama is with her man. So.
That's my hope.
Someone in our live chat said that the MVP should go to Giselle.
Just to Giselle.
For being messy?
No, that's your sorority.
That's everybody. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Let's get into a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You should have wore your glasses.
I should.
Jay Lamar has these really awesome, amazing glasses, and they're all the way over there. And I just like, you should have wore them for news and gossip. So Chris and can you go back to the first picture that come together? Thanks. That's Chris and Candace, the new Mr. and Mrs. They got married over the weekend on the 11th on Saturday. That's them in their band. Super Ooh. Cute. So they're officially married. They have not gone on their honeymoon yet. She's actually still doing promo for Houses of Potomac because, you know, we're on the after show. Because, you know, we're on the reunion now. And they've already started filming again. Wow. So they picked right back up. So I don't know if sis is going to go on a honeymoon or not. But I hope that she gets some time with her man. That was her on Fox 5, like, literally yesterday, two days ago.
I can say something.
Shout out to Fox 5.
I seen a couple pictures. And I did see Giselle at the wedding. I think I seen the back of her head.
Well, we saw that on the reunion. She was like, are you going to invite them? Are you not going to invite them? She had invited Ashley, so I don't see why.
I have some secret spies there, and like,
you had some covert agents.
Back of the picture was just like, I'm like, oh, that's Giselle's head. Like,
he knows Giselle's head.
Yeah.
For somebody you don't like, you sure can spot her in a crowd.
Sure can.
Interesting.
Sure can.
And then speaking of that moment with Karen, her breakdown, the ladies like really showed her a ton of support. So we have some tweets to show you guys. Thanks, Jay Lamar, for these. So Ashley's like saying, my heart really broke seeing Karen. It puts so much into perspective for us all. And then Monique is, I'm so proud of Karen Huger. She is so strong. Just because she chooses not to share all of her business doesn't make her a liar. Glad that she's clearing the air. Rest in peace to both her parents.
You know
Monique's, I feel like, is very genuine. Mm-hmm. Ashley
is not genuine.
I kind of think you should just have been quiet and apologized behind closed doors and said something via text message or email or carrier pigeon or whatever fruit basket that you want to send. Actually, don't send nothing to her house. Actually, don't send nothing to her house. I take
send
that back.
A Domino's piece
that you haven't eaten
or something. Right. Funny. I would have something funny like that, but that tweet was not compassionate at all.
Yeah.
But she is telling the truth. It did make sense. It made sense to why Karen's been this way this entire season. Hopefully, we'll get more answers next week. Mm-hmm. So, actually, let's get into our predictions for next week.
Ooh, somebody live chat said they love your bun.
Thanks.
They love your bun. Mermaid Adams loves your bun.
Thanks, Mermaid. We're silly here. Okay, predictions for next week. Akilah?
One thing I have to say is whatever secret that Michael is hiding about his business is definitely going to come to light, and I'm sure he's just as guilty as Karen and her man. That man knew he wanted to have a prenup that Ashley was signed because he don't got nothing to give.
I don't know about
she
that
said
part.
He don't have nothing to give.
I'm gonna piggyback off of that for the reunion. I think they're going to announce their official breakup during that reunion, or that they're separated again. I do want to say that Michael is 73 years old.
Damn!
Sorry.
I don't know if we ever, like, talked about it. But he's 73 years old. So this
the
is
Lord
why,
only promised you 70 years.
This is why he don't want no more kids.
What are you
so
about
ask the girl if you can't just hold on in there. Hold on for a couple more years.
So you're going to tell Anna Nicole Smith her way out of this?
I'm not saying that. Prediction?
First of all, Michael and Ashley are very active. They go on hikes. They go on alcohol cleanses. So his age, he might have a little more time. But I do suspect that maybe they really aren't
together. Yeah.
Together. And I don't really see that.
We're not that sad about that.
No.
Yeah, I want to be really. Sad.
I mean, it would have been nice if they had like a genuine relationship and it was mutually beneficial.
She's hot. She needs someone else who's hot, who wants to have a baby, who wants to be popping with her.
True. She does That's need true. Someone who we also wants a show. Baby, yeah. But I don't think it has anything to do with looks and age. You guys should already know with me and my comments on Peter. I'm not like
every week you just
can you just like let that stay in the previous
wheel
week.
It back in for
no,
you
but I'm
like
just saying,
no wait like wheel like this. Has... She gonna have to wheel him.
They gonna be wheeling each other
whichever way you want it.
But yeah, I'm thinking for the next episode we'll see Ashley and Michael's status.
I'm excited to see Sharice come back.
Yes,
oh, of course.
Sasha,
yeah,
looking amazing, like killing.
I want to. I do want to know why she took a back seat.
I know, yeah. And is in all these episodes.
Yeah,
hopefully. Well, maybe we'll get into that the next episode.
I'm hoping that we get answers. I need to find out why my girl doesn't have a champagne flute. It's just seems.
And why was they scrunched up on the couch like that? Because when she got on the couch,
that was a tiny. That couch is too tiny.
They should know she was coming.
Bravo knows better. This is not their first rodeo. Well, thank you guys so much for catching us. Yo, there was so much more to talk about, but next week we'll get back into it. So as always, I'm your host, Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle, and you can find me in another like 10 minutes on our drama channel doing Shades of Blue after show.
Hi, everyone. Again, I'm Akilah Friend. So glad to join you guys. You can find me on Instagram at Keeksology.
Yes, thank you for joining us. You did an amazing job. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at I am Jay Lamar, and you guys can check me out at 9 p.m. for the Basketball Wives after show. You don't want to miss it. Trust me.
Look at that. And hey, everyone, you can find me on all social media platforms at Imani Ajak and at ImaniJTV.com, where I'm covering everything pop culture and news.
And her life is lit, y'all.
Her life is lit.
No, Jay Lamar is lit. You still gotta take me to the kiss and grind, but another time.
We'll talk about that off air. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.